Good evening, welcome everyone to tonight's shiur. Shiur number 90, Chof Gimel Sivan Tovshin Samiches. Tonight's shiur is the discussion of the tefillah Emes V'Yatziv. We just concluded with Shema last week, and we begin now the last bracha before Shemoneh Esrei. As we mentioned, there are two brachas before Shema. There's the Kriya Shema, and then there's a bracha after Kriya Shema, and this is the bracha Emes V'Yatziv. In the town of Kelm, a while back, on Simchas Torah, they would sing the song Ashreinu Ma'atayv Chalkeinu U'ma'anoyim Garaleinu U'ma'yofa Yerushaseinu. Ashreinu Ma'atayv Chalkeinu, Ashreinu, how fortunate we are. Ma'atayv Chalkeinu, how good is our chelik, our portion. U'ma'yofa Yerushaseinu U'ma'yofa Garaleinu. They would sing how great their lot is in the streets of Kelm. This is what they would do on Simchas Torah. Years later, when the Nazis Yimach Shemom came to town in Kelm, and they were heading out to be murdered, they sang, Ashreinu Ma'atayv Chalkeinu U'ma'anoyim Garaleinu. How fortunate is our lot that we are servants of Hashem, that we are His children. Ashreinu Ma'atayv Chalkeinu. How fortunate we are. This is the song that they sang to their death. How did they do that? How did they accomplish this? It's enough to go to their death silently, but to joyfully sing out Ashreinu Ma'atayv Chalkeinu. How did they reach these high levels of emunah, of itochin in Hashem? This story we just mentioned is an expression, is an example of what we've been discussing the past couple of months. V'hafteis Hashem akecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. To love Hashem your God b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshecha, afil noitos nafshecha, even if they come to take your life, your nefesh, your soul. That to that degree, we are to love Hashem and to give ourselves over to Hashem. And in tonight's shiur, Mitz Hashem, the tefillos Emes V'Yatziv, we will hopefully bring out the message that is through this tefillah and the other tefillahs that we've been davening and learning, that we'll try to acquire this emunah in Hashem and this understanding of how a person can face these terrible tragedies with the proper emunah. The first question is, Lama Oimroso? Why do we say it? Why do we say Emes V'Yatziv? What is the understanding? What is the tefillah doing over here? What is the understanding of the tefillah? And what is the message, as we said, to learn from Emes V'Yatziv? So as we mentioned already, that there are two brachas which we have before Kriyas Shema, and then we have a last bracha, Emes V'Yatziv, afterwards. It does not begin with Baruch, because it's a bracha smuch al chaverto. It's the bracha that continues from Ahava Rabba, ends the bracha, Haboich Habam Yisrael Be'ahava. Then we have Kriya Shema, and then we have Emes V'Yatziv. Now it's not an interruption, because just like we have Baruch Shomar, and then we have the Psuke de Zimra, and then we have Yishtabach at the end of the bracha, so to here we also have a bracha smucha, which is close, L'chaverta, to its friend. Its friend being the Ahava Rabba. Right. Now, what is the source of this tefillah? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, tells us as follows. Amar Rabba Bar Chanina, Saba Mishmei de Rav. Rabba Bar Chanina, Saba said the name of Rav. Kol Shaloi Omar, Emes V'Yatziv, Shachis, V'Emes V'Emuna, Arvis, Lo Yotzei, Dei Chayvosoi. Whoever is saying Shema, but does not say Emes V'Yatziv in the morning tefillah and Shachris, and in the evening tefillah and Arvis, does not say Emes V'Emuna, Lo Yotze Yidei Chayvosa, has not fulfilled his complete obligation of reciting Shema. Shenemar, as it says, L'hagid B'Baygi Chazdecha V'Emunoscha B'Leilois. The Gemara recites a pasuk, L'hagid B'Baygi Chazdecha, L'hagid, to state, to say, B'Baykir, in the morning, Chazdecha, your kindness, Hashem's kindness, V'Emunoscha, and your Emuna, our faith in you, Emunoscha B'Leilois, that we trust you, our faith in you, Hashem, B'Leilois, at night. We say this tefillah, this pasuk from Tehillim, 3 times on Shabbos. We have to understand what this is talking about. What is he referring to over here? So Rashi explains on this Gemara, when it says in the pasuk Shenemar, Rashi says, L'hagi b'baygi chazdecha, Rashi says, O'birchas emes v'yatziv, the bracha of emes v'yatziv, is kulo al chesed she'oso im abeseinu, she'aitziyam im mitzrayim, it's all established because of the chesed, the kindness that Hashem did for us, that He took us out of Mitzrayim. U'boka lehem hayom, He split the water for us, the sea. V'hevirom, and He brought us through it. All of the nisim of Mitzrayim, of Pesach, that we just had the yontif a few months ago. This is what we are thanking Hashem, by emes v'yatziv, in the morning tefillah, we are thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And then when we say V'emuna, Emes V'emuna at night, what is that referring to? That's not tonight's shir, but just to mention it quickly. That is a reference to the Gulo Hasida, the future redemption. When we say Emes V'yatziv, we are coming to thank Hashem. L'hagid ba'abayikir chazdech, in the morning we are thanking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we thanking you for? For taking us out of Mitzrayim. And in the evening, we are mentioning a reference to our belief in you, that just like you redeemed us from Mitzrayim, we trust in you that you will redeem us and bring us to the ultimate redemption.
Question?
Yes.
I understood that if you were pressed for time,
yes,
and if you said Kriya Shema with Kel Malch Naman prior to, if you were davening on your own, that you are Yotze for Shema in the morning, and for that matter, Yotze for
right.
Shema in the evening.
But over here we're saying you didn't fulfill the obligation, you're saying, right?
Right. It does seem to be...
So what that means is he didn't fulfill his complete obligation.
Okay.
So he definitely fulfilled his obligation to say Shema.
Okay.
But in regards to say Shema with the brachas as well,
uh-huh,
he has not fulfilled that complete obligation.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a separate mitzvah?
It's a separate mitzvah in regards to that the Shema is a mitzvah by itself,
uh-huh,
that he has to say before the time has elapsed.
Right.
But this is definitely related to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as we'll see in a few minutes.
Okay.
Sorry to backtrack. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week. But where does the Shema end?
Okay, so...
Because the things that I read, it looks like it's just a continuation of the Shema.
Which is a continuation?
The
Emes V'yatziv.
Yeah.
Well, the concept, that's what we get to now, the concepts of Emes V'yatziv are a continuation and tie into Shema, which is very correct.
Does the actual Shema end?
So, when we say the words, there's a difference of opinion here, but when we say the words, Umalchusa demnosa laad kayomes, v'nechmodim laad, udvar chayim v'kayom v'nemonim v'nechmodim laad. At that point, according to some, that's when the Magen Avraham says that the Shema has ended. And at that point, that's when he puts his tefillin, his tzitzis, he releases his tzitzis as well.
Okay?
At the point, if you look in the article Siddur over there, they say one releases his tzitzis now. So, the reason for that is because, according to those opinions, Shema has now ended. Let's continue. The bracha of Emes V'yatziv has in it Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Malchus, the kingship of Hashem, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and Makis Bechoyreis. Chazal, even though we already mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf, we already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in the previous tefillah of Tzitzis, the Parashat Tzitzis, But Chazal felt it appropriate for us to mention again over here as well in Emes V'Yatziv. He calls it the importance that the tefillah stands for. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basis of our emunah in Hashem. The Chazal felt it's important for us to repeat it again before we come to the ultimate chelak of Shemoneh Esrei, of the tefillah, which is Shemoneh Esrei. Now, let's understand a little of what are we saying over here. If we notice that these words are paired up together, we have Emes V'Yatziv are together. V'Nochon V'Kayom are together. What is Emes? Emes is truth. V'Yatziv is the Aramaic word, which means truth as well. Why is that Aramaic? Why are we repeating ourselves? We're saying truth, truth. What is the understanding behind this? We'll get to the Simchas Hashem. V'Nochon V'Kayom, he is certain and enduring. V'Yashar V'Neman, upright and faithful. V'Ahuv V'Chaviv, beloved and cherished. V'Nechma V'Noyim, we see this two. He is desired and pleasant. V'Noyra V'Adir, he is awesome and mighty. V'Masukun V'Kubal, correct and acceptable. V'Toy V'Yofer, good and beautiful. What is all this? Hadavar Hazeh Aleinu L'Yoylam Ved. In this affirmation, to us for all eternity, is Emes, is all true. Let's explain what do these two pairs have to do with each other. What is the lesson that Rav Schwab Zatzal is bringing out tonight for us? Well, the pairs. This total, the pairs. There's 8 times 2. 8 times 2 is 16.
Oh.
We'll go through. We'll see right now. Okay? And Rav Schwab is going to tell us as follows. This concept of what we're learning tonight is a concept of Emunah in Hashem. V'goloi uvenister. Belief in Hashem. When we see Hashem, v'goloi openly and uvenister, and hidden as well. There are times when Hashem is dealing with Klal Yisrael, lives amongst us openly, when we see the greatness of Hashem, and there are times Hashem is living with us in nister, in the hidden fashion, when we don't see Hashem's open hand. And that's the times when we have, God forbid, we should not know of these things, but the tragedies exist. That's the nister. And each one of these words, one is a reference to the goloi, the open hand, the open sight of God, and the next one is the nister, when Hashem is hidden from us. And the message of all this is that we trust in Hashem no matter what the situation is. For example, Emes is a reference to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because this tefillah, as you mentioned, Zev, Emes V'Yatziv, all of these words over here, these adjectives, refer to the different psukim of Shema. So they definitely refer back to Shema. So Shema is not definitely over yet, not totally over yet. Okay? We're not going to go through how they all connect tonight, but just to bring out two examples. Emes is referring to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'Yatziv is the Aramaic translation of Emes. Truth. Why is it in Aramaic? Because Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusei Lo'olam Vo'ed refers to V'Yatziv. Why is it in Aramaic? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemaim, he heard the Malachim saying, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusei Lo'olam Vo'ed. And he took it down with him. And they didn't want him to have it, but he took this praise down. We say this praise quietly. One time during the year, on Yom Kippur, when we are like Malachim, we all shout out in unison, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elohim Ved. Emes V'Yatziv. There is a time when Hashem's hand is revealed, when we merit to see Hashem openly. That's Emes. That when things go well, and we see Hashem in front of us. And then there's V'Yatziv. When we don't see things to go our way. But nonetheless, our obligation is to still focus on the emunah and belief in Hashem, that what Hashem is doing is toiv v'yosha, as it says in our tefillah tonight. Toiv v'yofet. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in Shari Tshuva In Shar Sheni, Ois Dalet. Then when a person accepts Hashem's reproof, when sorrows are happening to the person, tragedies, difficulties, God forbid they should not come upon us, or anybody. How does Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he tell us, how should we approach these situations? What is the outlook one should have? The mindset. He says it is befitting for him to be happy with these afflictions. Because it is brought upon him, it brings him to great heights. A person should be happy, tells us Rabbeinu Yonah, when God forbid tragedies come to him. He's not finished. He says he should thank Hashem for them, just as he thanks Hashem for the other good fortunes that he has. We'll come to questions shortly. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei, in his commentary on Mishlei, in Paragimol Pasuk Chav Vav. And he explains to us, which is what we want to bring out tonight, the meaning of bitachon, of trust in Hashem. What does it mean, bitachon? And he tells us bitachon is that one knows in his heart that all that happens through the hand of Hashem, that everything happens through the hand of Hashem. Bitachon is that everything is taking place through Hashem. And that it is in His power to deviate from the ways of nature. If the laws of nature say one thing, it's irrelevant. Hashem is above nature. He continues and says, even when someone is deathly ill, that according to the natural ways of things, there's no chance for him to live. One should believe in Hashem and trust in Hashem, that Hashem can save this person. Hashem can change the fortunes of man, and no one can stop him. Even though difficulties are in front of the person, he has to realize that salvation is around the corner. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that bitachon is complete faith in Hashem, that Hashem can do anything at any given moment. Raphael Goldberg was diagnosed with a terminally ill disease, a sickness. A young boy was going through treatments, and the situation, his condition was getting worse. The doctors were not optimistic. In fact, they felt it's time to put him on a respirator. And they said it's just a matter of time. However, there was one doctor who was optimistic. And although he couldn't physically do anything, after the other doctors said he probably has a half an hour to live, this doctor with his parents stayed by his bedside. A half an hour went by, an hour went by, 2 hours went by. When the doctors thought that it should have been over already, 10 hours, 15 hours later, this young boy is still alive. But no sign of improvement. 31 hours later, things start to improve. The doctors didn't do anything. Medicine couldn't help anymore. 31 hours later, he started to improve. And slowly but surely, his condition started getting better and better and better. The original doctors wrote him off. They said there's nothing to do for him. His life is over. But as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in Mishlei, as we just mentioned, Hashem is not bound to the laws of nature. And Raphael Goldberg walked out of the hospital. There was a Rav who took a taxi in Eretz Yisrael while he was with his driver, he had a conversation with him, and the topic of Arabs came up. And the taxi driver mentioned how he knows Arabs very well. To which the Rav said, "What do you mean?"
Oh yeah.
And he said how during the Yom Kippur War, his whole platoon was killed and wiped out besides him and six other members of this platoon. Him and his friends were taken as prisoners for a year, 6 months, and he said 3 days. He had everything down to the minute. He said, while we were prisoners, they physically tortured us in every single way possible. They beat us. They shocked us electrically, electric shocks. They psychologically tortured us. They told us that the war is over and Israel has been destroyed. Our families are wiped out. Our friends are gone. And according to the way the war was, they all thought this was true. Continues the cab driver to the Rav that the Arabs and Israelis were going to make a trade, a prisoner trade. Hundreds and hundreds of Arabs for these few soldiers. A few days before the trade, they took me in, he says, into a certain operating room, and they cut my back open with a commando knife without anesthesia. And they placed a homing device in my back, and then they sewed my back up. And he continues and says that he only found out that a few days later he was going to be released. And they figured that as soon as he's released, they'll bring him to the army base and they'll track the army base. After he was released, they took out this homing device from his back, opened up his back once again. And the cab driver told this Rav, "I know the Arabs very well. It's been 30 years now of back pain." The Rav entered the taxi in an upbeat mood. But when he left, very understandably, he was quite down. But there was one point that strengthened him, and that was the fact that this cab driver, after everything he went through, had a yarmulke on his head and davened every single day. And he said, someone who has a yarmulke on his head and davens every single day to Hashem, that's only possible because his neshama was by Har Sinai. That's only possible because of he is accepting upon himself Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that is the tefillah that we have here tonight, which Rav Schwab is explaining that each idea, Emes V'Yatzif, true and certain, is one aspect of Gilu Shechino, when we see Hashem's open hand, that Hashem is with us, and another aspect is V'Yatzif, in the Hester Panim, when we don't see Hashem. But of course Hashem is there as well. And it's, of course, it's difficult through difficulties. It's at that point in time when we have to strengthen ourselves, strengthen our emunah, and accept what Hashem is doing for us, as Rabbi Yonah told us, to be happy with these afflictions. And this is the message for tonight. V'nochon d'kayom, continues Rav Schwab, it is established and enduring. Each set, once again, one is a mention of Hester Panim, of Hashem's hidden hand, and one is Gilu Shechina, of Hashem openly revealing Himself to us. V'nachoin, he is clear and apparent. That's Gilu Shechina. He is open. We see His good hand. But the Kayom, He is enduring, He's long-lasting. Because we don't see His open hand. V'yoshev v'ne'eman, He is fair and faithful. the Gilu Shechina, when Hashem reveals Himself, that's an expression of a Yashar. He's the straightfulness, the straightness. However, then there's the Ne'emon, that we have to believe in Hashem. The Emunah, we have to believe in Hashem, even when things are difficult. This is the concept, this is the tefillah we're saying over here. This is the preparation that we are saying right before we come to Shemoneh Esrei. V'ohu v'chaviv, Avas Hashem is the Gilu Shechina. This is by Matan Torah. When despite the awe-inspiring thunder, the lightning, the fire, the smoke, despite all this, we want to come closer to Hashem. And that's why Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, tell Bnei Yisrael, they had to stay away from the mountain. The Avas Hashem, the Gilu Shechina, the greatest revelation that ever existed. Matan Torah. Excuse me. And yet there is the Hester upon him, the Chaviv, the cherished memory that time period of Matan Torah existed. And we hope to come back to that time again of the Gilu Shechina. V'nechmad v'noim, the Gilu Shechina of the Chemda, the feeling of great desire to be close with Hashem. And then there's the Hester upon him, v'noim, because it's sweet and pleasant to be with Hashem. But it's a lower level of the Hester upon him, the hidden hand of Hashem. V'noir of Adir, the Noira, the awesome, and Adir, powerful. As you mentioned by Matan Torah, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noira, was awesome. There were the feelings of trepidation. And then there is the Adir, the Hester upon him, the awareness of the powerful aspect of God. But that's the Hester upon him, not the Noira, not the trepidation that we had by Matan Torah. And Musuk and Makubal, this continues, this whole concept of the Gilu Shechina, the correct and that accepted. The Gilu Shechina of the truths of the Torah. The truths of the Torah, how Rabbi Kiva learned out from every single Yud, those little lines in the Sefer Torah. The Tagim. He learned out halachas from those little lines. That's the Masukun, that's the correct, and then there's the Makubal. How we are in a lower state now, Hester upon him. But we don't see Hashem openly. Well, we have to accept it, Makubal. We have to believe in our Chachamim and accept it. That's the Hester upon him. Then there's the Toiv V'yofe, we end off good and beautiful. Toiv V'yofe. The fact, which is one of the most difficult for us to digest, the Toiv V'yofe, that everything Hashem does, this Toiv Hashem Lakol, is good. Once again, the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, when a person accepts Hashem's reproof, it is befitting for him to be happy with these afflictions, because it has brought him up to great heights. Suffering brings man to great heights. And you should thank Hashem for these afflictions. V'toy v'yofe. Yofe. It's beautiful. On the Hes upon him, the hidden level. And all of this, Hadavar Hazel, Leinu Le'olam Ve'ed, this fact, this thing, the fact of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is accepted by us forever and ever, regardless of the fact whether it's Gilu Shechina, where we see the good, the open hand, where we understand things, where we think we understand things, or whether it's Hester upon him, where things are hidden. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. We accept Hashem We don't come to complain to Hashem. How could this happen to somebody? B'toiv. Toiv Hashem lakol. The Rubenstein family suffered a tremendous disappointment when the father of their family had a stroke. Month after month, they went to visit him with no improvement. The months passed when Dr. Hoff, a Jewish doctor, an atheist, was making his rounds that night. When he passed by Mr. Rubenstein, looked at his chart and saw him sitting in his bed for months, to which he said, "Why should he suffer any longer? I'll help him out." And the next morning, when Mr. Rubenstein's soul went up to Shemayim through the help, the aid of Dr. Hoff, Dr. Hoff thought he did the right thing. He put him, this poor man, out of misery. It was only a few days later when Dr. Hoff had a dream and he sees his patient in front of him, and his patient is upset, and he says, "Do you know what you did to me?" To which Dr. Hoff responds, "You were in pain. I ended your pain." Mr. Rubenstein told him back, "I needed a few more days for my soul to be cleansed, and I would have gone straight to Gan Eden. Now my soul has no rest." Dr. Hoff asked him, "What can I do? How can I help you?" He said, "If you accept upon yourself to keep Shabbos, to keep Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha, family purity, my soul will find rest." To which Dr. Hoff did.
Wow. Immediately? Wow.
Nothing's immediate.
But accepted it. Wow.
We sometimes look at tragedies and view them with our limited mindset, limited eyesight, in this world, and we don't understand how things could take place, how things can happen. We are told over here by the tefillah of Emes V'Yatziv to accept the emuna, the bitachin in Hashem, whether we understand things or whether we don't understand things. And when we understand things, it's only because we think we understand things. Not necessarily is when something happens good, is that good for us also. But yet, it's for us to accept everything upon Hashem, from whatever Hashem does for us. Mrs. Bronstein and her son were leaving the ambulance because her son was in tremendous pain. The doctors looked him over very quickly and told Mrs. Bronstein that her son has to have a surgery and he'll be fine. Mrs. Bronstein was hysterical, like any mother would be, but this was a little beyond, a little extreme. She said, "No, no surgery. I can't let you do it." The doctors tried calming her down. They don't understand these extra tears. She said, "I'm a Holocaust survivor. He's my only son. The doctors told me he'll be my only son. If he dies, I won't be able to go on. I can't let you do the surgery." The doctors reassured her that he'll survive. He'll be fine after the surgery, but he needs the surgery. She calmed down. She listened. And the doctor said, "And about that other issue, please, we'll speak afterwards as well." The doctors performed the surgery. The young boy cured, he felt better, he healed. And the doctor kept to his word and had a meeting with Mrs. Bronstein about that other issue as well. He asked her to go meet a colleague of his, to which she became the proud mother of two more boys, who became Talmidei Chacham. They entered into the hospital with pain, physical pain, with worry, anxiety. But that was for their benefit. The Toiv V'Yofe, Toiv Hashem Lakol. One can ask, so why does it have to come out about that way? Why in that fashion? We don't know. But Hashem says, as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in Shari Shuvah, as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in Mishlei, in this Perush on Mishlei, that is for our benefit. It's the best thing for us. As we heard the story from Mr. Rubinstein, that his pain and suffering in this world was cleansing his soul for the world to come. We began with the Gemara tonight that we have to say to complete the mitzvah properly in complete fashion. Rav Simcha here. We have to say Emes v'yatsiv in the morning and Emes v'emuna in the evening. Lahagid v'abagir chazdecha v'emunoscha b'alaylois. The commentaries bring down that it was in the merit, one of the merits that we had in order to leave Mitzrayim was the emunah. The emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The belief in Hashem that He will take us out of Mitzrayim. And it will be lahagi ba'bagir chazdecha ve'emunoscha ba'leilois in our emunah. But Leilois is night, a dark time when we don't understand things. That's Olam Hazeh, that's this world. It will be the Amunah, that Amunah, that belief in Hashem. Even when things, we don't understand what they look like. We don't understand how to make sense of them. But just like they believed in Hashem, that Hashem will redeem them from Mitzrayim, so too we have to believe in Hashem, that Hashem will redeem us ultimately from this Golas as well. And that is the message for tonight's shir. That whether we see Hashem's open hand, MS, or whether we see Hashem in a hidden fashion, in a hester upon Him, V'yatsiv, we have to remember at always, at all times, V'toiv, Toiv V'yofe, Toiv, Toiv Hashem Lakol, V'racham Ova Kol Ma'asov. We should all merit to strengthen our emunah in Hashem. And in that merit, we should merit the ultimate redemption, to see Hashem's open hand.
Amen.